Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. While it was still dark, Mary came to Jesus' tomb to anoint his body with spices to continue her mourning of his death. She came to the tomb because she did not yet understand or believe that he was going to rise from the dead as he had said. She didn't know what he meant when he spoke from the cross, "It is finished." She watched him die. She watched as his dead body was taken down from the cross, as it was wrapped in cloths and placed into the tomb. She had every reason to expect that's where she would find him on this morning. But when she got there, she was amazed to see that the stone was already rolled away. The miracle of the resurrection had happened. He was not there. But instead of immediately remembering the four different times that he had spoken and said, "I will rise from the dead," she immediately runs and finds Peter, telling him someone has stolen away the body. Instead of remembering how just weeks ago he had raised Lazarus from the dead, called him forth out of his tomb, she can't understand what has happened to him and thinks that his body has been taken away. The men don't believe the word that she brings either. They must go to the tomb and see for themselves. The scripture says they still did not understand that Jesus had to rise from the dead. After going into the tomb and seeing the cloths there, it says they believe, but they're too afraid. They return to their homes. They tell no one. Mary, though, stayed at the tomb to weep and mourn. She still didn't understand. When she looked into the tomb again, there now appeared two angels sitting in white where Jesus' body had been. "Why do you weep?" they asked her. "They have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they've put him." Then she comes out of the tomb. She turns around, and Jesus is standing there. She still does not recognize him. His bloody body was no longer bloody. It was triumphant and glorified and raised from the dead. "Sir," thinking he's the gardener, "if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and get him." With one word, Mary, Jesus causes her to be recognized to him. She turned to him and cried, "Rabboni, teacher." She believes. Grief turned to joy in that instant when she sees that Jesus is alive. The very same thing happened when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Grief turned to joy. What's amazing between these two resurrection occurrences is that with the simple word, God raises the dead and creates faith. With the word of Lazarus' name, Jesus calls him forth from the tomb. With the word of Mary's name, Jesus calls her out of darkness, out of unbelief, into life. The same word gives physical life and spiritual life. There's no question that it was miraculous that Lazarus was raised from the dead, that Jesus, too, was raised from the tomb. But there's another miracle here, and one that's far more important for us. It is the miracle of faith, that Mary can believe. It's a miracle that any one of you can believe this good news of the resurrection, because there is no proof. There's no proof for us to see with our eyes that Jesus is living. There's only words for us to hear. But words are powerful, aren't they? It is with words that God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. It is with words that water is made to wash away sin in holy baptism. It is with words that bread and wine can contain the body and blood of Jesus Christ in his supper. By words, through the work of the Holy Spirit, we have all been brought to faith, and we can now confess, as Mary does, that Jesus Christ is risen indeed. Jesus calls Mary out of her darkness, out of her unbelief at his resurrection, into his marvelous light. She sought the dead among those who were dead, expecting to find him there with good reason. She comes to the crucified Lord to mourn, but instead of finding the dead, she finds the living. She finds the one who is creator of heaven and earth, the life that cannot be taken away. She saw his hands and feet and side and grabbed hold of him and was filled with joy. What grief or sorrow could possibly stay with her at this moment as she clutched her resurrected Lord? Jesus really didn't have to make his resurrection known for his own sake. He didn't have to tell the angels that sat there in the tomb or the ones that rejoiced in heaven. They all knew that he was alive. But he has made it known for you and for me, in order that we too might believe. Since your Lord rose from the dead, you can be certain that upon your death, you will be called back to life as well. The scripture is true. The wages of sin is death. And until the Lord comes again, all will die. But since he paid that awful price for your sins with his holy precious blood, you do not need to fear that day of death any longer. Since Christ laid down his life and took it up again, you no longer have to live as death is the final note or chapter of your life. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. This eternal life is for all who believe and trust his word, just as Mary did. When she came upon Jesus and finally recognized who he was, she saw the scars in his hands and feet and side. It is these scars in the resurrected Lord that remind us that the crucifixion and the resurrection must always go together. We do not preach a dead Savior, but a dead and risen Savior. We can't have Easter without Good Friday, but Good Friday without Easter could not possibly be good. Jesus died for you, and then he rose from the dead that you also would have life. In his death and resurrection, all of your sins have been forgiven by his shed blood. You are no longer a slave to the darkness, no longer a slave to sin and death. You have been set free. Before Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, he said to Mary, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die." It's not just that Jesus rose from the dead. It's that he is life itself. Life that death could not conquer. Because you are in him, he is your life. There is great comfort in the words, "We were buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too will live a new life." Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? It has been swallowed up by Jesus Christ. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.